Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we're back once again. This is the Sports Fiend Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey. I'm here with my right-hand man. Man, this is our fourth episode, man. We getting back in the groove of things, man. I had a busy night. It was wifey night, mommy night, because they both share the same birthday. I had the baby out, man. Late night post. What's up? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. How you pull that off tonight, man? Juggling all that.
Man, I'm tired. Being a new daddy is hard, man. I'm telling you, man. You got three of them, man. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you did it.
It's a walk in the park, man. You'll be all right.
Walk in the park. Well, man, let's get it started, man. Jimmy Butler to the Rockets? Why not? No. And the answer is no, if I'm Minnesota. I don't care if the Rockets say they're going to give him four first-round picks. Man, I want the Jimmy Butler drama to be over with. But I'm really disappointed in the Rockets. I'm disappointed in the Rockets as much as I'm disappointed in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look, you knew you couldn't pay Trevor Ariza that money, so you let him walk. But you didn't bring back guys who played 3-and-D type of guys. You picked up Melo and some other pieces, and now you realize that it ain't working, and now you want to blow it up. I like Daryl Morey. I like the way he thinks, and you know, down the road he's willing to make changes. But ain't no way the Timberwolves should give up four first round picks. We'll get first 4 round picks, which ain't gonna be worth a damn. Excuse my French. For Jimmy Butler, ain't no way I'm gonna take the Rockets. First 4 round picks for how many years? You can give me 8 years. I ain't gonna take it.
Man, that's a hard sell for me, man. Give up first four round picks for Jimmy Butler, man. You don't know if Jimmy Butler gonna resign his contract next year. You don't even know if he wanna be a Rocket, man. What they giving back? I mean, they're saying it's gonna be over 7 years. It's gonna be over a 7 year spread because you can't have first round picks trading consecutive years, but man, that's a lot to give up for one player, man. That you don't know if he want to be with your team or not. You don't even know how you're gonna fit him with your team. And I'm not ready to give up on Carmelo deal yet, but I do know they do need some kind of defensive player. But I don't think Jimmy Butler is the answer for him. Not at that price, man. It's just too steep of a price to me.
I don't care about the steep of the price, bro. You're not gonna give me 4 first-round picks. I'm sorry, not for Jimmy Butler. I'm not going to take those picks for Jimmy Butler only because I know the Rockets going to be a top-flight team. Ain't no way in hell I'm taking it, man. I can't do it. I won't do it. It's against my religion. And that's what I would tell the Rockets every time they call, asking about Jimmy Butler. Saying Jimmy Butler right now is against my religion because the way the Timberwolves are playing, they suck, and they suck bad. And it ain't. I don't know if there's no end in sight because Carl Anthony Towns in his head, Wiggins still ain't playing no defense. The whole team is in disarray. And that's a great transition to talk about what we're going to head to next, man. We're talking about the state of the NBA. It is too early to panic. And Chan is now, Vance. I know you down on OKC. It is too early to panic. We are 4 or 5 games into the regular season. It is too early to panic. It's too early, man. It's too early. Teams who are on the Rockets are 0-4. The Lakers are 1-3. The Rockets are 1-3. Washington's 1-3. You know, Miami's 2-2. You know, it's just too early, even though Toronto's 5-0, Milwaukee's 4-0, Detroit's 4-0, the Denver's 4-0, the Pelicans are 3-0. It's just too early to panic in the regular season. Yeah. Now you need to make some adjustments. Now, I will say you need to make some adjustments, but it's just too early to panic in the regular season.
Clearly, you didn't watch the Thunder's game tonight, man. I don't think it's too early to panic. I think right now it's time to pull a trick on Jimmy Duncan, man. I just think right now, man, he's not leading the team in the right direction. I think it's time right now, while it's early, go on, get him out of the door, get another coach in there. Other teams, you know, like you said, Wizards, I believe it, you know, because they waiting on Dwight Howard to come back. The 76ers are not playing their best. Houston is 1-3. The Lakers, I don't expect that much from the Lakers anyway, but, you know, they can play better than they have been playing. But the Thunder is the team to me, man, and I just don't see the offensive stack. They stand around. They take bad shots. They have no other players to really go to other than Westbrook and George, and they're not playing well right now anyway. I mean, Stephen Adams is not playing bright. He's not playing defense like he was. He's not rebounding like he was. They just don't look good, man, at all to me.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about the Thunder. I thought Paul George should have left. I thought he should have went to L.A. I just didn't see championship team when I seen the Thunder last season, and I thought Paul George just say they wanted to be mediocre. Like, if the Thunder just needed to reset, and I would have told Russell Westbrook, we'll trade you wherever you want to go. Because really, the Thunder need a reset. They can't win without Kevin Durant. They can't win Russell Westbrook. Steven Adams, they just don't have a piece. And with Andre Robinson still being out, who knew Andre Robinson meant so much to a team? Man, you never know how good of a player he is, but Andre Robinson must be one of the greatest defensive players we ever seen. Because without the Thunder, they're still a bad defensive team, and they just don't play well without him. It's crazy that he means so much to this team. It just boggles my mind that Billy Donovan said, hey, we ain't got Andre Robinson, man. We ain't got no chance. Because when they had Andre Robinson, they looked elite. They looked like they could challenge the Warriors. And then when he got hurt and tore his Achilles, it was over. Just that fast.
Yeah, it was, man. And then, just like you said, with Andre Robinson, they played so much better, at least on defense, because you know Andre Robinson don't have an offensive game. But I just wonder what kind of player they're going to get back when they get Robinson. Like you said, he tore his Achilles, and that's a hard injury to come back from. You see what happened to Kobe Bryant, even though Kobe Bryant was in a lot of years of his career. I wonder what's going to happen to Boogie Cousins when he comes back from his Achilles. Not too many players that came back and played well with their Achilles. And Andre Robinson played defense with the cutting and the breaking, you know, running back and forth he got to do. I just wonder what type of player on defense that he's going to be, because we already know, like I said, he has no offensive game. I mean, every once in a while he has a three in the corner, but for the most part, he can't shoot free throws. He can't even handle the ball, man. He's just he's not even 3-D. He's just a D to me. But like you said, though, I just don't see how he can mean that much to a team when he has no offensive punch at all. But we'll see, man, when he get back. But like I said, man, I think it's time for Billy Donovan to go, man. I just don't see it. I just don't see it in the huddle. It's like the players not paying attention to him. I think he lost the team already, even before the season started. And you said you thought that Paul George should have went to L.A. I thought Paul George I didn't think Paul George should have went to L.A. I thought Paul George should have went somewhere like Philly. You know what I'm saying? They need another player in the East.
Paul George wasn't dealing with no more Paul.
Well, you got to look at it. The West is so –
Paul George
is
like –
so,
no.
I mean, Oklahoma is not no tropical resort either now. But it's getting cold in Oklahoma City, man. I mean,
but it don't get as cold as Indiana.
That,
and Paul George lived on
man,
the East Coast.
Oh,
Paul
know,
George said,
man.
I ain't doing that shit again. He said, I ain't doing
yeah,
that
I'm
shit again.
Saying,
I feel
man.
Like Paul George said, I ain't going to the East Coast. Either I'm going to OKC and I'm going to LA, but I think he built the bomb with us. And they actually thought they could do something, but I don't think they can. I think it's a bad fit for everybody. I think Russ should have left. I think they should have disbanded. I think Kevin Durant really set that team back. Really did. Like, just in an aspect. And them not re-signing James Harden, you can go back to them not keeping James Harden, keeping Serge Ibaka. It goes back that far to where the foundation started to crumble when they didn't want to play James Harden. And James Harden wouldn't be the James Harden he is now. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't, but it would have been beautiful to see that team run off 4 or 5 championships with that roster. But it goes back to that point, and that's when everything started going bad after that. Once you let go of James Harden, the Thunder was never the same again, man. It was a horrible situation out there in OKC, and I feel bad for that organization and that fan base, because I'm saying don't panic, but it's 0-5, and They blew a lead tonight. They lost to the Celtics. They blew a lead tonight. And
they blew a big lead.
Jason Tatum is the guy. Vance, I thought Kyrie was going to give, maybe it's going to take him a while to get that knee back going. But Jason Tatum was like the best player on the Celtics. The best player. And why they won't trade for Anthony Davis right now? Why you didn't try to get rid of Terry Rozier on your first round picks and Jaylen Brown for Anthony Davis? I have no clue. I have no clue.
I mean, the Pelicans don't even accept their trade, though. That's the question. I mean, you talking
Davis
about Kyrie? I think New Orleans has a chance to keep Anthony. I think he likes New Orleans. I think him and Drew Holiday play well together. They need another player on their team, too. But, you know, with Davis rebounding and doing all he can do, I think the Pelicans, I know, I'm not saying they're going to be no NBA, you know, final contender or nothing like that, but, you know, they're going to be about a 4-5 seed. So, you know, if they get them another player, a guard that can play and shoot, I think they need another shooter. I just don't believe in more like that. I don't believe in I can't even name small forward they got because I just don't know. So they got Drew Holiday, they got Anthony Davis, Julius Randle was a good pickup to me to come off the bench or start. You got Mirotić. They play good, but they need a guard. Yeah, I know Mirotić start, but Julius Randle comes off the bench.
Yeah.
But I just think they need another guard, man. Somebody to spread it, you know, just to give them a shot. You know, who do they play now? They play Payton, then it's Holiday and Moore. I think they need a good small forward. Yeah, I think they can use a good small forward, man. But, man, I don't know. I'm just rolling back to the Thunder, man. I just can't let it go, man. They need to get rid of their coach now. But enough about them, though.
Man, I'm going to switch to something. I saw a game last night, and the Greek Freak is a problem. And then when they put the Greek Freak on Ben Simmons looked shook. He couldn't get to the rim. He don't have a jump shot. And the Greek Freak just had him on lock. Like, whatever you could do on the court, I can nullify that and ball on the other end. Man, it let me know Ben Simmons has a ways to go. He may be the first prince of the NBA, like the LeBron James is the prince. He is the king. He the prince. But, man, the Greek Freak is a god. Like, Zeus made him. I'm telling you, man, the crazy part is he's only going to get better. And I think Budenholzer is an okay coach. He's all right. Like, he's all right. You know what I'm talking about? He's all right.
Yeah.
And Clifford for Orlando Magic, he's an all right coach. But when you have, like, legit talent, it makes Budenholzer look good. Budenholzer's the same coach he was when he was with Atlanta with all that trash. Now he just got him a new Ferrari. He just basically Budenholzer's Nick Collison. Now, if you people don't know who listen to the show, Google Nick Collison. Google Nick Collison's wife or Nick Collison's girlfriend. You'll be shocked, people. We're all listening to the show. That's who Budenholzer is. Like, if he wasn't in the NBA, he wouldn't be able to pull those ones. He wouldn't. Like, if he played with Atlanta, he'd be the same coach. But now that he moved on, got with a better team, he looked like a better coach. You see what I'm saying, man? You see the comparison I got there? Nick Collison, if he wasn't in the NBA, he wouldn't be pulling them girls. But, man, since he is in the NBA, live, Nick Collison, live. He my idol, man. I look up to Nick Collison, man. That man is the man with the plan.
Yeah, you saying Budenholzer is the average coach, and he just might be. But like you said, when you got better players, your team, you're gonna look better as a coach, man. I mean, he got one of the best players in the league. Maybe, you know, top five player. I know he's top five player, but the Greek Freak, he showed a lot of weaknesses. Yeah, he showed a lot of weaknesses in Ben Simmons' game last night when they put him on, man. But you got to look at, man.
He showed a lot of weaknesses. And Brett Brown, I don't think Brett Brown's that great of a coach. I think Philly's going to take a step back this year because. Go ahead.
I just think Brett Brown fell in a good situation the way the team is constructed now. But they do need they don't have outside shooters either, other than J.J. Redick. And Covington can hit some threes every once in a while, but they need another score too. You know, you was talking about I want to go back a little bit. You were talking about Jason Tatum. You were talking about how Jason Tatum is the man now. You know, that New York might not look bad for Kyrie Irving anymore if he can get his game back right after his knee injury. Because you see now, Jason Tatum has took over their team. He might be heading to New York.
That's
I just want to throw that out there, though. Yeah, it's Jason Tatum's team now.
Like,
it's Jason Tatum's team.
Kyrie Irving,
you know he want to be the man. Yeah, he want to be the man wherever he go. And that's why he didn't stay in Cleveland. So I think Kyrie, if he want to be the man, it's time for him to go.
Because this is Jason Tatum's team. It is his team. You know what? I would think about trading Gordon Hayward. I would, if I'm, no disrespect to Minnesota, no disrespect to Boston or my Caucasian friends, but if I am Boston, I'm like, look, hey, Minnesota, we'll give you a first-round pick. It don't have to be Sacramento. It could be the Memphis pick you got. We'll give you Memphis pick and a protected pick next year. And you get Gordon Hayward, and we'll take Jimmy Butler. Wow. Minnesota's like, wow, we get a white small forward that can take his spot. And that's because it's going to be a year before Gordon Hayward get back right. And I like Gordon Hayward from Indiana, went to Brownsburg. I delivered mail out there, that area. And I'm just saying, it'd be a good fit for Minnesota. Minnesota. Woo, man. And then Boston gets Jimmy Butler, and then Kyrie can move on after that. So either way, to me, I don't know why Boston ain't done that yet, but I feel like Danny Ainge is just holding all these cards and, like, we're going to do it this way. And I'm telling Danny Ainge, he needs to play these cards. He got these chips, and the casino about to shut down. They're about to go to bankruptcy. Because sooner or later, Terry Rozier contract up after the season. Kyrie Irving contract up after the season. In 2 years, you're going to have to pay Jason Tatum. Al Horford ain't getting no younger. And Brad Stevens is a really good coach. He's working with some things up there. But there's only so much mediocre talent going to get you. And not, all of them ain't great, but they some mediocre. Some of them are really mediocre, like mediocre stars. They're not all-stars, mediocre stars. And you can't beat a group of all-stars. You can't beat an all-star team like Golden State. With mediocre stars, you need a superstar. And right now, Jason Tatum ain't quite the superstar yet. Kyrie Irving, he ain't right to make. I mean, he gives Golden State problems, but he's not 100%. And I don't know if he can be 100% by the end of the season, or then he might act up again. It's too many ifs with Boston. I just think they need to go out and get them a legit guy.
Well, I think this year, like you said, Boston has too many ifs. I think you give up on the Anthony Davis trade, man. I'm just going to be for real. But like you said, Boston coming off too many injuries. They got too many people battling for, like, to be the man right now. And Jason Tatum, like in the game, like the game they lost, I think he may lose to Portland tonight. He was calling for the ball. You know Kyrie's going to take that last shot. But Jason Tatum wanted that shot. You can see how frustrated he was when he didn't get that shot, man. Jason Tatum feel like this is his team now. Jaylen Brown, you know. Even though, you know, you left out, you said you named everybody, but you didn't play Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown feel like he the man, even though we know he not. But he feel like he the man, too. But like you said, you got everybody wanting to be the man on Boston team. That's going to be their problem. And like you said, re-sign these players. Terry Rozier and Kyrie. Yeah. And then you got Tatum. Then you got Brown's contract coming up. I mean, it's a lot of contracts coming up, man. I don't know how they're going to hold on to all these players. But they do have picks, and they do have a little wiggle room. So I think Boston's going to be all right in the next couple of years. But this year, I don't think it's their year just because it's too much, like you say, injuries, and they don't know who their go-to player is right now. I think that's Boston's problem.
But that was very in-depth, man. We love the NBA. We love football. But, man, look at – we love NFL. Man, let's get to this college football, man. I know you love the SEC, but the SEC only got one school. That's Alabama, the only school to win national championships. Okay, so the SEC, which is Alabama, is number one. You got Clemson, 2, Notre Dame 3, LSU 4, Michigan 5. Man, how man, my Michigan Wolverines gonna get in that time, man. I'm sorry, LSU gonna lose to Alabama. Georgia 7. You know what I'm saying? I feel like SEC get props because they all play each other and they, oh, we so good, blah, blah, blah. And yes, Ohio State lost to Purdue. Yeah, that happens every once in a while in the conference. Y'all ain't that good, man. All y'all got is Alabama.
No, we got more than Alabama. Well, you know that. SEC has how many teams they have in the top 10? You got Alabama, LSU, Georgia, and Florida. That's four teams in the top 10. Then you got Kentucky.
Florida ain't that good.
Never in
Florida ain't that good.
Florida
we
is a good team.
Florida.
I'm telling you, Florida's
Michigan
a good team.
Florida.
When did they smack Florida? When? Not this year.
Smash up.
Hey, I watched Florida play. Florida's a good team. Kentucky, even though I don't really believe in Kentucky, Kentucky's 6-1. Texas A&M.
Come on, man.
Number 16
on,
ranked team.
Kentucky, dog.
SEC.
It is Kentucky.
It's Kentucky,
really?
And I know it's Kentucky. I don't believe in Kentucky, but, hey,
they're 6-1. In the top 20 in football. I just want to be honest. It looks weird.
It's weird to see
Kentucky
on the field playing football, to me. Kentucky's known for basketball, but this year they're having a good year. ACC from top to bottom has a good team, man. And you could take every time ACC goes on the road and plays an out-of-conference team, just about 9 times out of 10, they're going to win the game. You can say what you want to about them. You can say we don't have nobody but Alabama, but every year ACC teams be top 10, top, you know, 4 or 5 teams be in the top 10. They just
and
not
don't
up there for nothing, man. They up there. They up there because they're good.
The
they up there because they're good. They up there because they're
good. A model look good with clothes on. You know, a girl look good. Oh man, she's wearing a skimpy outfit. You get it naked, man. Smell like fish down there, and that's how I feel like the rest of the SEC schools. Oh, they look good with the clothes on, man. Yeah, but they hygiene ain't right, man. They just can't get over the top. They just can't. They need some summer Z. They need to flush it out or something. Because if you can't be Alabama, oh my God! If Alabama's only school going to the national championship, and they lost to Clemson 1 year. They came back and won. Nick Saban is a recruiting guy. But come on, man, I don't trust it. I don't trust.
You don't trust it. You're a Big Ten guy. I understand that. Alabama is head and shoulders over every team.
I think Notre Dame has one of the best defenses I've seen. They fly around. They do a lot. I don't trust Clemson either. I mean, I would like to say Texas, but I don't trust their coach. He just got there. And he lost to Maryland. I can't trust a coach who loses to Maryland. That's like somebody saying, hey, Kentucky, top 10 in football. No, if you lose to Maryland, I can't trust you with anything else in life. I can't trust you with my car. I can't trust you with my daughter. I can't trust you to pop me popcorn because you lost to Maryland in football. And you Texas. Nah. So, really, if you say if I can't trust Clemson, and Notre Dame defense is elite, but I still don't, I'm good with them. LSU going to shoot themselves in the foot. Michigan got to beat Ohio State. As my team, but I don't trust them either. Texas, don't trust them. Georgia, don't trust them. Oklahoma, I don't trust them. Ohio State will have to jump back up there. I thought they were legit, and maybe they caught a bad game. They saw Purdue. It was a night game at Purdue. They had too much fun. I don't know what they did, but the only teams left. I mean, we'll see what Clemson can do. They're undefeated. They're in ACC. Notre Dame play ACC type schedule. They're undefeated. Michigan got one loss. A lot of teams got one loss. UCF don't have 0 losses, but I'm hoping Ohio State get back upstairs. I mean, I would like to see Michigan playing it, but I just can't trust Texas. I ain't going to trust Texas. I ain't going to trust Oklahoma. So, it's going to be – I feel like the Final Four is going to be Clemson, hopefully, even though I don't trust them. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. That's what I would like. My mind says it's going to be Alabama, Clemson, Texas, UCF, or Ohio State.
Well, I don't really agree with you on that one. My top four, because you got to look at in the playoffs. You know Alabama going to be there. Clemson probably be there, too, because the ACC is a weak conference this year, and they really the only team in it. The SEC still has a chance to get another team in there. Either Florida or Georgia is going to get in the top four. I'm going to tell you how. When Florida or Georgia beat each other, when one or the other beat each other, and I think that this weekend Florida plays Georgia, that team is going to catapult over Texas and Michigan. LSU is going to lose to Alabama, so they're going to knock LSU out. Then you have Notre Dame, which is 7-0, and it's going to be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and a winner between Georgia and Florida, because that puts that team back in the SEC championship game. Whoever wins, if they beat Alabama, Alabama's still going to go to the Final Four. So Alabama's going to have one loss. All these teams have one loss right now. But if you're saying, if you're going by conference, who has a better conference? You're going to pick Alabama to go to the next level. And I don't see Georgia beating Alabama, but I'm just saying, if that should happen. Even a two-loss SEC school is better than a Michigan who, are they going to be Ohio State or not? I don't know. I think Ohio State can beat Michigan. Texas probably going to lose another game because they beat their only rival, really, to me, in the Big 12 right now is Oklahoma, West Virginia. I'm not really sold on them yet either, but we'll see what happens with them. Washington State, I don't believe any Pac-12 team, so that's what I'm saying. I think the top four are going to be Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, and the winner between Georgia and Florida. Two SEC teams. What are they supposed to be? Because we're the best conference in the land.
The devil is a lot.
Just saying, man. The facts are facts, man. Best conference hit top to bottom. ACC is the best conference in the land. And until a conference can come through with SEC and knock SEC schools out head to head, I'm going to think that way. If you go head to head, you put conference by conference, and you saying, all right, we're going to go from worst to best and put your worst against the best. I know it'll never happen. What conference do you think can come close to SEC right now?
I'm going to go Big Ten, dog.
All right. Well, let's just amuse ourselves. Who are your best team in the Big Ten right now?
Michigan, hands down.
All right. So let's just say Michigan plays Alabama. Who do you think will win?
I don't know.
Let's be honest about this. Let's be honest about this now.
I don't know, man. I don't know yet.
Alabama going to win. All right, let's take your number two team. Oh, you're saying Ohio State, right? Ohio State play Georgia. Who do you think will win the game?
Alabama play Georgia?
No, Ohio State plays Georgia.
Oh, Ohio State.
All right. Now, you're saying Ohio State. You got LSU against Penn State.
No, I don't trust Penn State.
Let me hear. All right. So you're taking LSU. All right. Who's your fourth best team in the Big 12? I mean, yeah, in the Big Ten.
I like Wisconsin. Wisconsin
against Florida. Hey, matter of fact, let's go to a game that LSU lost last year. Let's flip that. Ohio State against Florida, and we'll put Wisconsin against LSU. This year, I think LSU will beat Wisconsin. Florida and Ohio State, I think Ohio State will beat them. But that's two games to three right there. Mm. I mean, and then if you go down the list from there, SEC probably win every other game. Every game. It's only five games. Three games, the Big Ten, to me, has a chance of winning against the SEC team.
I ain't here to talk to you.
That's what I see.
Going up and down the conference. I'm talking to the top teams. If my team makes the playoff, we're going to have a bet. remember what I said. We got it recorded. So you know, I know, who the Final Four may be. And we're going to come back to this and say, hey, is your Final Four come out right for the playoffs? So now we got it recorded. We got it recorded. You're going to see.
So let me hear your Final Four one more time then.
One more. Man, listen, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. That's my heart. That's my heart.
The four outside of Michigan is Ohio State. I think they cold blood. I just think they cold blood. I don't think Jim Harbaugh got nothing for them. I hope he does. I don't think Jim Harbaugh has anything for them. So this is what I truly think my Final Four will be: Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Texas.
Mm.
I think Ohio State going to beat Michigan, knock Michigan out. You don't know what Wisconsin and Ohio State going to do. Texas is in the driver's seat because they beat Oklahoma. As long as Oklahoma win and Texas win, that makes their win look a little better. I think Texas is going to be in the Final Four. When you already know who I think will win, and that's championship, so we don't have to go through that. Alabama,
yeah.
SEC.
We'll wait till we get to that point. Oh, now it's SEC. Alabama win. Alabama is SEC. But all right, people, we'll holler at y'all. Wait till the next show next Tuesday. Hopefully it'll be earlier than expected. We want to have y'all up late. Peace and love. We out. Sports Fiend.